Uncensored.
Like I said, man, Duff, oh man, nobody knows how much hard work Duff put into this, man. He's a, he deserves all the credit for this turnaround. And he just does a great job of just interacting with the players, getting a point of view for certain things. So I think that was one of the main things that I really saw about him, and I loved it about him. I never had that before, so when I see that, you know, it goes to show that he cares about all our opinions and things like that. So it's really cool to see.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light, and $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
Fix it, I'd do it right now, but I don't know what that is.
What the fuck?
Somebody that knows something about it. Bucks Uncensored. On a Wednesday. The weather has changed. And so has my nasal passage. Oh, God. Fucking weather changes one time and fucking everything fucking flares up. Shit. Go Bucks. Shit. So, you know, Flonase, Claritin, fun fucking shit like that. So anyway, this isn't going to be a very long podcast, but I think I'm going to get my point across. You heard the comment there by Levante David at the beginning. If you didn't hear it, let me replay it for you right here on Bucks Uncensored.
Like I said, man, Duff, oh man, nobody knows how much hard work Duff put into this, man. He's a, he deserves all the credit for this turnaround. And he just does a great job of just interacting with the players, getting a point of view for certain things. So I think that was one of the main things that I really saw about him, and I loved it about him. I never had that before, so when I see that, you know, it goes to show that he cares about all our opinions and things like that. So it's really cool to see.
Wow. I don't really need to spend too much time on this. But Levante David's been in the NFL for a number of years. He played for Shiano. He played for Lovey Smith. He played for Dirk Cutter. Played for Mike Smith. You know, you got a lot
of very experienced coaches in Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter, Mike Smith. You had a dictator coming in Greg Schiano. To me, it's not surprising. Some people find it surprising. But when you're in a decade-long drought of losing year after year, why should any of us be surprised that the coaches the Buccaneers have had running their organization have never once listened to the opinions of the players? That's not any player. It's Lavonte David. It's a captain, a player who's been here for a long time, has made plays. That is very telling. Very telling. And not surprising. But this falls on the head coach and his BFF, Mike Smith. They didn't listen to the players. And all we kept hearing from Dirk Cutter and Mike Smith for three fucking years was that there were communication issues on defense. There may have been communication issues on defense, but the main communication issue was between the coaching staff and the players. Duffner is sitting down with Lavonte David and going over the game plan directly with him because Lavonte David is wearing the headpiece or wearing the earpiece and he's calling the plays on defense. He's out there. And so why would you not want to go over the game plan with the guy who's calling the plays in the huddle so that you are on the same page? Why would you not want to listen to your players who are out there on the field? Fuck, my fucking head coach in high school, when I would come off the field, would ask me what I'm seeing, what I'm doing, you know, and then if I told him, hey, call power, call this, call that, run it off my ass, he'd do it. He'd listen to me. It's a fucking high school coach. And you know what? Bob Enriquez won a lot of fucking games as a high school coach. I think a manager slash coach, somebody running a department or organization who has employees. Now, it could be a coach with players. It could be a manager with employees. It could be whatever. But it is vitally important to listen. You don't have to react to every fucking thing that's said to you. I'm a manager. Like if somebody says they're something's bothering them or we should do something a certain way, you listen. You don't have to just do whatever they tell you. But Lavonte David is flat out saying that the previous coaches he's had, Schiano, Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter, Mike Smith, they didn't care what the opinions of the players were. My way or the highway. Lavonte David, his strength is attacking and blitzing. We haven't seen him really doing that at all for most of Lovie Smith and Mike Smith's tenure. And I think we're seeing a little more now under Duffner. That's Lavonte David's strength. And if they're not listening to him on defense, are we supposed to assume that they're listening to him on offense? Fuck no. Fuck no. I'm not going to sit here and say that Dirk Cutter deserves to be fired or blah. He's going to be fired. I mean, it might have been Jenna Lane. You know, listen, the ESPN story, Bucks need to weigh pros and cons as to whether pros and cons. The only pro to keeping Cutter is a passing offense that's putting up yards, not winning games, and chemistry or continuity or whatever word you want to use. What the fuck? Same fucking shit we always talk about. What good is having the same head coach every year if that fucking head coach continues to lose? Oh, so we can have consistency? We're consistent loser? He's gone. Any coach that starts Caleb Benenach 13 straight fucking games in a row should have never been a head coach to begin with. Check my Twitter. Check some of these videos of Benenach. He's got to be one of, if not the worst, offensive linemen in the NFL. And he's a starting guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're telling me you can't find a bastard off the street, which I think one of the teams, oh yeah, the Redskins, signed fucking Jonathan Cooper, who played against the Bucs and actually played fucking awesome. They signed him off the street, and he dominated the Bucs' defensive line. An offensive line that was shit for the Redskins. And they signed Cooper off the street, put him right in as a starter. I wouldn't say dominated, but man, he held his own. But we got Caleb Benenach starting. And it's this is how crazy all this shit is. Bench Jameis Winston for Fitzpatrick. Stick with Benenach at right guard. Never even consider the idea of moving Donovan Smith to the right side, where I think he belongs. How do you get away with these things? Stick with Mike Smith. Never, ever allow Ronald Jones to ever show us what he can do because he's hitting the backfield every fucking play. I believe, who was it? Was it the Chia guy or Chia? Y'all seen him on Twitter. He throws the videos up. Does a good job with that. But he had a good stat. I think it was him. I think it was Ronald Jones has 42 yards total this year. 42. And he said that he also has 44 yards after contact. Holy absolute shit. Go Bucks shit. Stick with Benenach. Stick with Donovan Smith. Wait, no, not Benenach starts every game and plays a majority, but we're still going to rotate him, and we're going to leave Donovan Smith at left tackle. We're going to bench Jameis Winston. We're never going to play Ronald Jones. We're going to only play Peyton Barber and Jaquizz Rodgers because they know how to pass block, I guess. Does this make sense to anyone? Because it doesn't make sense to me at all. At all. And if you start to logically think about the job Dirk Cutter has done in just player evaluation and how he's handled these players, fucking he would bend over right in front of DeSean Jackson if he could. He loves DeSean Jackson. How is DeSean Jackson not made it to injured reserve yet? I mean, what the fuck are you waiting for? Oh, secretly they've inactivated him for the year. Gives a throw him on injured reserve. Don't let him count against a roster spot. So scared. They're so, it's all so PR fucking driven over there. They're so scared to hurt anyone's feelings. Oh, we can't get rid of Gerald McCoy. People like him. And DeSean Jackson is so fast. He'll run right to Instagram and say something bad about us. Oh. Would you grow some fucking nuts over there and do something? Well, you don't have to do anything. The next coach, the next GM, the next regime does something, needs to do something. So let me say this. Greg Schiano, Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter, combination of Dirk and Mike Smith. And listen, I get it. Players like Duffner, players like Buckner. I don't give a fuck who they like, who they don't like. Whoever the next coach and GM is, they don't need to have loyalty. They don't need to keep Munkin and keep Duffner and keep Buckner and keep all these. No. I want a guy who's going to be in control and know the coaching staff that he wants. Piece it together and do this thing the right way. And I think it's evident, at least it is to me, that they need a coach that is going to put his players in best position to succeed and give them the tools to succeed. It is clearly evident that Dirk Cutter and Mike Smith, the combination of those two, had zero interest in putting players in best position to succeed and giving them the tools to succeed. Those players better fit in to what they do or get the fuck out. Oh, actually, don't get the fuck out because we don't have the balls to do that. We're going to just not play you that much. Oh, dear God. And now, man, John Harbaugh might not be fired. Maybe Mike Tomlin will be fired. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Oh, I want Mike Tomlin. Oh, I want Harbaugh. I just want a guy who's going to come in here and kick some ass. And if that's Harbaugh, if he's available, great. If it's Tomlin, if he's available, great. But the guy I've had my eye on for a few weeks now, and I don't think, I'm not even worried about offensive coordinator, defense. Well, we need a young offensive coordinator like McVay, or we need a young defensive coordinator. I don't care. I don't care what their background is. I need a leader of men who is going to bring some aggressiveness and some energy to an organization that is desperate for it, but also a guy who is going to listen to his players and make decisions that is best for the organization. Like I said, manager, coach, whatever, you listen to your employees, they tell you what they think. We should try this. We should do that. What about this? What about that? You're not going to just approve every single one. You listen, you evaluate, you discuss it maybe with, if you're a coach, you discuss it with your assistants, maybe the front office. If you're a manager, maybe you go to your director or your vice president or whatever. You discuss it. Maybe some you like, maybe some you don't like. Whatever. Tough shit. That's why you're the boss. You make the tough decisions. But if you don't listen to your employees, you're going to end up not having employees. Does that make sense? If you need it more clearly, Dirk Cutter hasn't listened to his players. And now, in just a few weeks, he'll have no players because he won't be a coach. I think it's time for a young coordinator. By young, around 40. I think a younger coordinator, offensively or defensively, up and coming. And I don't even think it has to be a coordinator. It could be a position coach. We've seen like a guy like Dan Campbell get mentioned. But that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a younger coach who has a history of working well with players and has a fire inside that his players can feed off of. The coach right now that I see as a very good potential head coaching candidate is Chris Richard for the Dallas Cowboys. Rod Marinelli has been there. I have had some people say that the Bucs should go after Rod Marinelli as head coach. Again, we keep grasping for the past, right? Oh, Derek Brooks should be the president and Shelton Quarles should be the GM and bring in Rod Marinelli as head coach. And while we're at it, who can we bring in as an offensive coordinator? Maybe Clyde Christensen. Bring him back. Just bring back everybody. I don't know if you'd have to just reconnect with the past. You just have to get the right guy. That's going to bring that energy, offensively or defensively. You know, DeFilippo had all this hype coming into this season, and he's done a great job as a quarterback's coach. And I don't know, listen, we don't know the whole story. Because Mike Zimmer, the Bill Parcells thing, defensive guy, you know, maybe DeFilippo was a little neutered. Maybe he wasn't able to run the offense that he wanted to. Maybe he wanted to run that Philadelphia Eagles high-flying offense, and instead Zimmer wanted something more. I don't know. I don't know. But it's up to the Glazers need to do the interviews. They need to ask the right question. They need to look the guy in the eye, and they need to determine whether or not this guy is going to be a leader of men or if he's going to be a dictator, not listen to anyone, try and run his own thing despite what players he has, and end up getting fired in 2 years. I want a guy who's going to listen to the players. I want a guy who's going to energize his players. I want a guy who's going to get the most out of his talent by putting his talent in best position to succeed and then giving them the tools to succeed, which is the fundamentals and practice habits. You know, you can throw name after name after name out there, but those should be the qualities that the Glazers are looking for this year. And damn it, somebody who will fucking bench Caleb Benenock. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Piss of the night away Saturday night for my birthday after drinking a bunch of Cigar City. I did hear them say drink a lager drink, the Cigar City Tampa Lager. Huge hit. Check it out. I think it's a super smooth beer. Now, if you want the high alcohol content, you do what I do. Go for the high. Cigar City, High Life, Cigar City, Lager, Cigar City, Maduro, and Florida Cracker, and Invasion, all of it. It's at most local liquor stores in the Tampa Bay area. I get it at Publix. And we've seen it all across the nation. When you see Cigar City, High Life, take a picture, send it to me, tweet it to me, I'll retweet it, get it out. Let the world know that we support our team, we support our beer, and we support our city. All of which born right here, raised right here in Tampa, Florida. Bucks takes, shall we? We shall. Because I can barely breathe. So without further ado, I start with Javier. Hello, Javier.
Hey, Jason. Oops, did I really call you Jason? Yeah, I called you Jason. I'm sorry, Justin. It's Javier in Panama City, Panama. I'm glad you survived your 37th birthday. I have unconfirmed report by some sources that there was plenty of alcohol to go around, and all I can say is before fucking works. When it comes to Sunday, I'd like to personally give the Caleb Benenog Award of the Week to Donovan Smith for the least amount of effort given off the field and off the field. Go back and watch the Jensen versus Winston heated argument. Out of the three players nearby, only two try to separate it. Marpet and JPP, true captains. While Donovan Smith was just sitting on his fat, lazy ass, just staring at that as it happens. And I'm ready to move on from him. I'm not afraid to move on from certain players. I'm especially not afraid to move on from a mediocre head coach and a mediocre general manager. This team has been riddled with mediocrity for too many years, and I'm not afraid of change. With change comes hope, and I'm ready for some hope, because at this point, I'm done with this current regime. I just want to enjoy the last three games of Bucks football we have. In December, we're not playing for anything, so let's just go out there and have fun on Sunday. Hope nobody gets injured, but at this point, my eyes are set on the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party 2019. I know it's going to be fucking awesome. And until we meet again, go Bucks. And I know you hate this, but
don't say
it's a Bucks life.
I cannot believe you just said that. How dare you? It's a Bucks life. Go Bucks. Shit. Hello, Aaron in North Dakota.
So, Dirk, at what point is the benching of Donovan Smith and Caleb Benenock a requirement? you have no fucking problem benching Jameis Winston and preferring Fitztragic over your franchise quarterback that gave you your fucking job to begin with. It's fucking screaming hypocrisy at this point, and it's fucking bullshit. You have Donovan Smith, who does not give a shit, is lazy, half-asses, and this franchise is probably going to be gullible enough to give him left tackle money. And you have a fucking turnstile at right guard that doesn't even belong on an NFL roster. Your head must be up so far up your own ass because you can't see the shit players that you keep parading on that fucking field that results in an even bigger shit fucking product. I saw this shit coming from a mile away. I just didn't want to say anything because I wanted to give Bucks fans a feel-good moment.
And feel good we did. Well, until this all happened. And then, well, and then this happened.
Go Bucks, shit.
Go Bucks, shit. And before that, he said it to Bucks Life. So I think one of the great taglines of all time. That's right. I'm calling it. Go Bucks, shit. Nice. Tim is up next, all the way in Temple Terrace.
Justin, long time no talk. It's Tim in Temple Terrace. It's been a pretty negative year so far. I've tried to stay away from the podcast. I listen to it every week, but getting in and actually giving my opinion would have been not great because I've been pretty negative throughout this entire year. You know, you start out, you're passing great, and your offense is great, and then the defense kind of catches up with the offense, and then the offense is shit. So it's just been really frustrating to watch sometimes. I can't wait to see what the Glazers are going to do. I think the Glazers are going to come in. They're going to clean house. Goodbye, Dirk Cutter. Goodbye, Jason Light. I think that's for the best. Probably goodbye, Gerald McCoy, which is okay, and goodbye guys like DeMar Dotson, who I think are great players. I think he's too old. You know, we're going to go with a youth movement. We've got a lot of talent, and I think we're getting ready to show it, because if you look at the defensive talent that we have coming back from injury and compile that with a couple of free agents and the guys that are there, I think there's a lot of coaches out there that are going to decide they want to come coach that team and develop that talent. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think we're a very good product, minus a left tackle and a right guard. So there's a lot of good football that's coming up for the Bucks with the right upper management in place. In regards to the game, that was a piss-poor game in the second half. First half, we played great. Defense got tired. Offensive line, worst game all year probably for them. Dirk was calling the plays. I can almost guarantee you Dirk was calling the plays because the play calling was absolute shit. And we're an undisciplined football team, and usually undisciplined football teams fall back on two things. Leadership on the field, we've got not a lot of that. Gerald McCoy is not our leader. Quan Alexander's out. You know, we need Mike Evans. We need the Ryan Jensens of the world to step up and to punch somebody in the mouth. And Ryan Jensen just wants to punch people in the mouth. So, you know, all that's going to change here soon. Winning cures everything. Want to put a shout out to B4. Love B4. Best stuff ever. And Jordan, I'll go out and have a beer with you anytime. Let me know the time and the place, bud. Peace.
All right, Tim, good to have you back on the podcast. I think a lot of people had some negative things to say. Listen, some people are going to be rooting for the Bucks to lose for the draft pick. But then others are going to say, how could you ever root for your team to lose? Oh, you want to know my stance on it? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if they win or lose. I'm going to watch specific players. I'm going to enjoy the game, stress-free. They win, doesn't matter. They lose, better draft pick. But as I said before, when you get O.J. Howard in the late teens, you can find players. You can. I'm more interested in what happens in the weeks following the season. I hope they're quick, I hope they're concise, and I hope they make the right choice. Right, Rico?
Justin, what's going on, man? This is Rico.
I listened to the podcast today, on Monday, and I'm just chilling, you know. It was a good podcast. So I'm calling just simply because I want to, you know, say two things. Number one, fucking Bucks. Whatever. I can't wait for the draft. And number two, I'm over here restocking my in-laws' fridge, you know, the beers and whatnot. They like drinking some Bud Light. And I open the fridge, and look at what I see. I see High Life Indian Pale Ale, Cigar City Brewing. Now, you've been talking about this so much, and it's destined to happen, man. Because honestly, I never planned on going to buy some of this stuff. And it's right here in my hand, and I will send you a picture on Instagram. I'm going to open this bad boy up. Hold on, real quick. Listen to this, Justin. I'm gonna try this. Okay. Tastes pretty good. Honestly, I'm more of a liquor guy, not a beer guy, but it's good, man. Hey, y'all should try it. It's pretty good, man. Real nice. Nice little taste to it. I'm gonna have the rest of this. But anyways, man, go Bucks Mob.
Rico. I love you, man. Appreciate you supporting cigars. Hey, listen, Cigar City Brewing, Cigar City Beer, born and raised right here in Tampa, right? So the Bucks are, you've got a connection to Tampa. Their beer's fucking awesome. By the way, Rico, drink a few of those. You won't be feeling real good. And I mean real good. Mike's in misery. He is in misery. He's all the way up in Michigan. All by himself, nobody to help him through what we're all going through. But we all have each other. Mike, I know you're up there by yourself. I just want you to know that while you may be way up there in Michigan, you can always lean on all of us. We've created quite the community here, and I can tell you from experience, just seeing everyone become friends, seeing everyone on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's pretty awesome. So you're not alone, Mike. You got a lot of friends out there. Just got to reach out and let other Bucks fans know you feel their pain, because you do.
What's up, Kamish? Bucks fans, this is Mike from Michigan. Sending in the first Bucks take. My first season with the podcast. Loving it. No Bucks fans up here. So every Monday and Wednesday, I get to come over here and use the podcast to cry. You guys is my shoulder to lean on every week. I feel your guys' pain and suffering. But we have one thing to look forward to, and that's going to be the offseason again. We're getting close. We're only a couple pieces away from being successful, and we all know it. So hang in there. We're going to be all right. Love you guys. Go Bucks.
Close. We were actually looking for... What?
Go Bucks. Shit.
Accurate. Listen, we got a lot of Bucks takes. I know a lot of you have a lot to say. That's probably why so many Bucks takes were so far over the 90 seconds. I don't mind. 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Listen, no, that's fine. I'm lenient about that. But I had a few people go well over 3 minutes. Okay. And I know it's not all the time. And then. I'm going to play Tony Tega. He's got a little bit of a longer Bucks take. It's fine. Okay. Regular contributor. Always does a great job. I'm going to let him go a little long here. And this isn't about Tony. This isn't about you. A lot of them came in a lot of long. So if you're new to the podcast, you're new to sending in Bucks takes, try and keep them to 90 seconds. You want to do 2 minutes. That's fine. But the more compact they are, the more I can get on. We can hear different opinions. And it's just about being courteous to everyone else. So just try and keep them 90 seconds, 2 minutes long. Record it on your phone. Email it to me at bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You can hear your Bucks take right here on Bucks Uncensored. Last one goes to Tony Tega. He's my boy.
Justin Stick Carriers. Your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112. Well, I think as we take a look at last week and a defensive effort by the Buccaneers go completely to waste, you know, it's definitely, you know, it was pretty well themed and pretty well thought out. And you're Monday podcast that we're all looking towards the future here. And I wanted to bring up a name, coach-wise, that I don't think is getting nearly enough talk about. And it's funny enough because it's a name that you mentioned last week and it probably didn't even sink in. But, you know, Rod Marinelli is a guy that gets the absolute most out of everything he's been given. You know, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys and their defense, I mean, they do have some good football players, and I mean, you know, and I think a great football player with DeMarcus Lawrence, but I mean, when you look at the secondary, it's nothing particularly special. I mean, they have some talented linebackers and such, but Rod is a guy that when I look at him, when I look at the standard that he has as far as effort and want to, it's infectious. It was infectious when he was here coaching the Bucs defensive line many moons ago when, you know, he got the James Canadas of the world to go balls out for their 10 to 15 snaps they got and absolutely play like maniacs. And I think it's a name that, you know, probably isn't going to get enough credit because he went 0-16 with the Lions because of Matt Millen's piss poor fucking general managing. But even in looking at that 0-16 Lions team, you could tell that even 0-14, 0-13, 0-15, that team was still playing really, really, really hard for him. They just weren't very talented. Well, obviously, I don't think talent's a problem here in Tampa. I think attitude and mentality is a problem here. And I see a guy like Rod, if the Glazers ever had a big enough set to give a coach that went 0-16 a real shot at taking a talented team and molding those guys from kids into men and into really good, you know, into a team instead of a group of individuals, I have a feeling he could do something really special here and really truly get a comeuppance from that 0-16 mark. You know, it's funny when we think about, I know I'm starting to ramble here, but when we think about, you know, winless seasons, we think about the Lions, the Bucks, and now the Browns. And Rod has been associated with two of those organizations. It would be a hell of a Cinderella story for him to come and turn this team around, but I'm rambling now, and I don't know what the hell we're going to be watching for these next three games other than I'm going to be looking at guys that want to be here and guys that don't. And we all pretty much know who they are. And I don't know if go Bucks shit is the tagline, but I'd go with find someone to come in here and get these motherfuckers to get to work for 4+ quarters and give us the kind of effort that we as the fans of this team deserve. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Rod Marinelli, is he a bad choice? I don't think Rod Marinelli would be a bad choice. Just personal preference. A young and upcoming coach would be fun. Would be fun. I mean, honestly, the Bucks haven't had a young upcoming coach other than Raheem Morris in the last 20 years. Sam Weish, Tony Dungy, Gruden, none of them were young, upcoming. Gruden was already a head coach. Raheem Morris was a position coach. Then you had Greg Schiano, college coach, Lovie Smith, retread, Dirk Cutter was your offensive coordinator, not young by any means. I mean, shit. Who was before Weish? Richard Williamson? Who was before him? Ray Perkins? Oh, my God. The last young upcoming coordinator the Buccaneers hired was Tony Dungy as a head coach. Am I missing somebody? That's the avenue I would take. But what do I know? I just keep sitting here hoping that you guys are going to turn into winners and you just keep doing your own thing and keep being losers. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings, home of my birthday dinner. Yum. And also to our huge draft party we had earlier this year. We love Buffalo Wild Wings with their $5 game day menu. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Cigar City Beer is born and raised right here in Tampa Bay. That's right. You love the Bucks, born and raised right here in Tampa. You love me, born and raised right here in Tampa. Why wouldn't you love Cigar City Beer? Born and raised right here in Tampa. We're all about Tampa, and we're all about Cigar City beer. Yum. Mastro Subaru, also born and raised right here in Tampa. Love Pete and Steve, the guys, the Mastro boys over there do such a great job, and they are giving members of the Bucks mob a special discount just for being a Bucks fan. So check it out. If you're looking for a new car this holiday season, Mastro Subaru has a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles just for you. We appreciate everything that they've done for this podcast and for Bucks fans everywhere. They got two locations serving all the Bucks fans throughout the I-4 corridor. One in Orlando. The other location is right off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans, right here in Tampa. Mastro Subaru, thanks to B4, now available in Publix. You can drink that before you drink to avoid the hangover. And, of course, Headlines Barbershop with locations all across the Bay Area. Download their Headlines Barbershop app to see the location nearest you and to make yourself an appointment. And thanks to each and every one of you. As bad of a season, up and down, negative that this season has been, our numbers continue to climb. And that is only because you, all of you, continue to spread the word, building a community, bringing people together, allowing people to voice their opinion. Isn't that a noble concept? So often we see people arguing, my opinion, nobody gives a fuck about that right here. I don't care about my opinion, and hopefully you're the same way. I don't give a fuck. The only reason I'm giving an opinion is because I want the team to win. And if they do everything opposite of what I say, if they hire fucking Herbert from Family Guy to roam their sidelines, yeah, I'm going to be uncomfortable. But you know what? If he wins, I'm all for it. Well, maybe not. Probably not. No, that's not going to happen. But you catch my drift. I hope my opinions are wrong. As long as the Bucks win. But if they continue to lose, I'm going to continue to think that my opinions might be right. You know what I'm saying? All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm sorry it's not a little. Oh, we still went about 40 minutes. That's not too bad. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the game this weekend and get me those Bucks takes for Monday's Bucks Uncensored podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll end with three words. Go Bucks! Shit.
Go Bucks. Shit.